Hello. I am Dr. Boom and this is a special edition of Sonic Boom Radio. Thanks very much for listening today. Over the past couple of days, I have been listening and watching all the reports coming from New Orleans. And it breaks my heart to see all the people suffering. And I am also disgusted by the slow and incompetent actions of the Bush government. But the time to deal with him will come. Now is not that time. Now is the time to help. Help as much as you can. If you'd like to help, visit our website at geocities.com/sonicboomradio and look for the link. Now, I present the following program, a dedication to the people of New Orleans.
I want you to take me where I belong, alone, where hearts have been broken with a kiss and a song. Spend the rest of my day, yeah, without any care. Everyone understand me in the valley of tears. Soft words have been spoken, so sweet and low,
sweet and low.
But my mind is made up. Love has got to go.
Got to go.
Spend the rest of my days without any care. Everyone understand me in the valley of tears.
Revere Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Barnett.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good. I'm glad you can join me today. If I sound I'm a little far away, it's because I am on a speakerphone with you. However, the listeners can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, that's fine.
You are the last. I was given the information that you were, quote unquote, the last blogger in New Orleans. How is it that you folks have power and it seems that nobody else does?
I work for a company called DirectMix.com, and we do internet domain name registration and then hosting for websites. So we have a huge data center here with hundreds of servers, and we host 2% of the internet. Now, that means that we have to be prepared for contingencies like power going down, because if we go down, 2% of the internet goes down. So we have a gigantic generator, and we can run this thing for weeks at a time if we can keep getting diesel down here, even if the power runs out in the rest of the city. So that's why we've been online, and they haven't.
Where you're at right now, is it flooded there where you're located?
No, it got down the street near us, so about 3 blocks away was the closest flooding.
Have you yourself, the building that you're in, have authorities come to your building and asked you folks to evacuate yet?
No, and they're not going to, because we've been trying to help them reestablish their command and control. They were completely obliterated when the hurricane came through. Several, police precincts were underwater with all of their assets destroyed. Their cars were flooded. Their communications were knocked out. We've been trying to help them reestablish communications so their officers aren't just wandering around the streets aimlessly without being in any kind of coordination with each other. And we're also helping City Hall get back up and running for whatever good that'll do. I mean, if you have any faith in government to do anything, I don't know. But anyway, we're trying to help them. They asked for some help, so we're doing that. And same thing with the National Guard. You know, we've tried to help them get their infrastructure together a little bit, too, with communication and whatnot, so that they can coordinate better with FEMA and everything else, get their phone lines going through the Internet and that kind of thing. So, you know, right now we're an asset to the city, and it would be very foolish of them to ask us to leave.
Levees protecting New Orleans, the landscape of the city has changed dramatically, tragically, and perhaps irreversibly. There's now over 25 feet of water where there was once city streets and thriving neighborhoods.
I hate the way they portray us in the media. If you see a black family, it says they're looting. If you see a white family, it says they're looking for food. And you know, it's been 5 days because most of the people are black. And just to imagine if I was down there, and those are my people down there. So anybody out there that wants to do anything that we can help with the setup, the way America is set up to help the poor, the black people, the less well off as slow as possible. I mean, this is Red Cross is doing everything they can. We already realize a lot of the people that could help are at war right now, fighting another way, and they've given them permission to go down and shoot us.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
This is Ernest Johnson with the Louisiana NAACP. I want to let you know about a new tool to help coordinate housing needs. If you have a spare room or need housing, you can log on to hurricanehousing.org. You may call 1-800-638-4559. Together we will prevail. Again, the toll-free housing hotline number is 1-800-638-4559. The Louisiana NAACP would like to thank all of you for your prayers and support and your continued assistance in our time of need. May God bless.
But now she's gone, you feel so bad. 'Cause she's the best girl that you ever had.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Tain't it the truth?
Yeah.
Tain't it the truth?
She left you. Go on and have a good cry.
Have a good cry.
Say you didn't love her anyway. Go on, tell yourself that lie.
Tell yourself that lie.
Yeah. For now she's.
It's the truth.
Nobody could tell you. You had to find out for yourself. And I know you see. I'm sorry to sound like such an authority on them, but of the same thing as happened to me. She left you. Have a good cry.
Have a good cry.
Say you didn't love her anyway. Go on, tell yourself that lie.
Tell yourself
oh,
that
yeah.
lie.
For now she's gone, and you feel so bad.
'Cause she's the best girl that you ever had.
Say, Tain, it's the truth.
Yeah.
Now say what I say.
Yeah.
You know it's the truth.
Yeah.
You know it's the truth. Whoa. Tain, it's the truth.
Yeah.
Every day is the truth.
Okay. I wrote this poem in a very animated conversation with my father, who's definitely just ticked off because he just was saying that, you know, all the help goes around the world from this country and within this country. You know, you have people who will be called refugees, and perhaps the faces of the people are called refugees because they're seeking refuge from a country that claims that black people are citizens here. Obviously, you know, there's some situations. I had to write this poem, and I wrote in 45 minutes right after I talked to my dad. Now all these press conferences, breaking news alerts, this just in, while your government looks for a war to win. Flames from the blame game, names, where do I begin? Walls closing in, get some help to my kin. Who cares, while the rest of the Bush nation stares, as the drama unfolds, as we, the people under the stairs. 50% of this son of a Bush nation is like hating on Haiti and setting up assassinations. Ask Pat Robertson, quiz him, smells like terrorism. Racism in the news, still one-sided views, saying whites find food, pray for the National Guard ready to shoot, 'cause them blacks, they loot. Fires, earthquakes, tsunamis, I don't mean to scare. Wasn't this written somewhere? Disgraces, all I see is black faces moved out to all these places, emergency state, corpses, alligators, and snakes. Big difference between this haze and them diamonds on them VMAs. We better look what's really important under the sun, especially if you're over 21. This ain't no TV show. It ain't no video. This is real, real, really real. Beyond them same old keep it real quotes from them TV stars driving big rim cars. Streets be flooding, B. No matter where you at, no gas driving is now a luxury. urgency, a state of emergency, shows somebody's government is far from reality. I see here, we be the new faces of refugees. We ain't even overseas, but here on our knees. Forget the plasma TV, ain't no electricity. New world's upside down and out of order. Shelter, food, what's up? Where's the water? No answers from disaster, them masses hurting. So who the F we call? Halliburton? Son of a Bush, how are you gonna trust that cat to fix things when help is stuck in Iraq? Making war plans, taking more stands in Afghanistan. 2,000 soldiers dying in the sand. But that's over there, right? Now what's over here is a noise so loud some can't hear. But on TV I can see bunches of people looking just like me.
Cultural rape and no geographical boundaries on white hate. And bizarre, scarcely concealed attempts to eliminate black generators of sun heat feeling. Ain't no new thing to see demon fangs curling out from under squeezed tight too thin lips and leaping at jugular veins in burning black throats that either blow or sing or cry or scream. Ain't no new thing to see the bubbling envy flashing from the depths of soulless eyes as still another link with God is created. We used to having white people try to rob us. Why don't they try stealing some of this poverty? Ain't no new thing. Anything they can't understand, they try to destroy. Anything they can't understand, they try to control. In 1896, black men picked up brass instruments and began to evoke and conjure, entice and struggle with black spirits. Rhythmic spirits of blues, work songs, gospel songs, freedom songs, and songs of love of Mother Night. Screaming rhythm juju, rhythm voodoo, rhythm black magic that calls back to lost worlds and lost lifestyles, calling back to lost peace and peace of mind, calling back to Genesis, calling back to the drum, calling back to the drum, calling back to the first song chant that original man created. In 1896, this new spasm was called ass, but the ass would not be kicked. So it was copied in an attempt to control it, and then it was called jazz. We used to having black innovators copied and sent back to us. What about the Osmond Brothers? What about Elvis Presley? What about Tom Jones? We used to having people try to rob us. It ain't no new thing. They used the media to project their jazz idols. Tommy Dorsey and Jimmy Dorsey and Harry James and Benny Goodman. And I suppose someday Lawrence Welk will join that elite group. And then there was sweet Bessie Smith laying on the blood-soaked backseat of that broken-down jalopy with a tattered quilt wrapped around her shoulders, waiting for someone to come to her aid on a rainy Mississippi night, while a white hospital will not accept her right across the street. Ain't no new thing. Fats Navarro screaming through tormenting dreams, frustration ripping at his mind and bowels. Over 100 pounds melted from his frame as he battled that white powder mountain. Ain't no new thing. Cultural rape and no geographical boundaries on white hate. Hide black musicians away in funky, smoke-filled nightclubs, the chitlin' circuit. Saturate their worlds with two-bit punks, washed-out baggy-faced white whores, weasel-faced yellow-skinned junkies, and cutthroat white managers, producers, agents, owners, and on and on and on. We used to having white people try to rob us. Ain't no new thing. We have dug his game. Charlie Parker will live on. John Coltrane will live on. Eric Dolphy will live on. Billie Holiday will live on. Jimi Hendrix and Clifford Brown and Lee Morgan will live on and on in the sunshine of their accomplishments, the glory of the dimensions that they added to our lives. We declare war on Eric Burdon. We discredit the talents of Janis Joplin and Rare Earth. We urge that the next blue-eyed soul group include Melvin Laird, Lyndon Johnson, Nixon, and Spearhead Agnew and be called As the Stomach Turns. We urge that the album John Wayne Sings the Blues be released. Release the album J. Edgar Hoover Sings James Brown. Release the album Wallace and Maddox Sing Sam and Dave. Why not? We hear Tony the Tiger saying, right on, Tiger. We heard Nixon talking about power to the people. It ain't no new thing. 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 America is always the same old shit.
I want to congratulate the governors for being leaders. He didn't ask for this when he sworn in, but you're doing a heck of a job. And the federal government's job is big and it's massive, and we're going to do it. The good news is, and it's hard for some to see it now, that out of this chaos is going to come a fantastic Gulf Coast, like it was before. Out of New Orleans is going to come that great city again. That's what's going to happen. And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job. Again, my attitude is, if it's not going exactly right, we're going to make it go exactly right. If there's problems, we're going to address the problems. And that's what I've come down to assure people.
Please, babe. 6 and 8 months. Let people just walk it past us.
No food, no water, no nothing. Whatever we had, we've been taking it. That's the only way we could survive.
We got the food right here.
Everybody live here from paycheck to paycheck. We don't have the money to get out of town like they want us to do.
Looter is a person that'll go in the store and come out with a television. I went in Walmart and came out with a pack of pita bread and a six-pack of Food Tubo, and I wrote down anything I took to feed my family.
Oh, no, look,
it's not about low income, it's not about rich people, poor people, it's about people. Nobody wants to hurt anybody in this city. Nobody wants to hurt these people who have these businesses.
It's totally crazy. We feel totally abandoned by the government.
We need help. If y'all can see me, send somebody to help us.
We have to sleep out here this time of night. Take a look at all of this. Now, what they're going to do if the hurricane come again? All of us going to be flooded. We don't have nowhere to go. Nothing to eat. We just need some help out here. It is so pitiful.
I'm at the point now where it don't matter. People are dying. They don't have homes. They don't have jobs. The city of New Orleans will never be the same. And it's time.
I am Dr. Boom. That was a special program dedicated to the people of New Orleans. Remember, to help the people of New Orleans, visit our website, geocities.com/sonicboomradio. Thank you. Please take care of each other and be safe. Goodbye. Thank you.
what it means to miss New Orleans and miss it each night and day. I know I'm not wrong, the feeling's getting stronger the longer I stay away. Yes, it's the lost colored vines, the tall sugar pines, the mockingbird seems to sing. And I'd like to see the lazy Mississippi hurrying into spring. Oh, the mighty rise, the memories of Creole tunes that fill the air. I dream of Oldie Anderson June, and I'm wishing that I were there. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans, since that's where you left your heart? And there's something more, I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans.